Mighty Landscapes backs No Mow May to support biodiversity. 30th of April 2021. By Elementary Content Team. Mighty is supporting the No Mow May campaign, which promotes biodiversity by postponing some of the lawn mowing for 1 month. Mighty customers, covering 50 sites across the UK, have already committed to leaving some of their grass alone for the month of May. By supporting the campaign, run by conservation charity Plantlife, Mighty and its customers will be supporting more attractive environments for pollinators and encouraging biodiversity. Spring has officially kicked off in the UK, and with flowers beginning to bloom, many people are getting their gardening gloves ready. However, frequent mowing impacts the habitat of many pollinators and has the potential to reduce the number of bees and flies. So, holding back on the trimmers and lawn mowers in May, when grasses growth picks up after a cold winter, can have a big impact on biodiversity as it gives a chance for different types of flowers to grow, boosting nectar production, which is key for pollinators. With this in mind, Mighty will be supporting the No Mow May campaign, encouraging businesses and members of the public to pause some of their mowing and weeding. By reducing these activities, plants will be able to produce up to 10 times more nectar for bees and other pollinators. The campaign was created by conservation charity Plantlife to encourage biodiversity. As well as postponing lawn mowing and weeding across its own sites, several Mighty customers, covering 50 sites across the UK, have already signed up to the initiative to help retain attractive habitats for bees, butterflies, and beetles. This is particularly important since pollinators are declining in numbers in the UK. For example, the number of wild bee and hoverfly species present in their natural habitat fell by a third between 1980 to 2032. Mighty is also encouraging its employees to take part in No Mow May to help play their part too. Through an internal campaign, Mighty will seek to raise awareness about the benefits of letting the grass grow and ask colleagues to leave their lawnmowers in the shed during May. With 77,500 colleagues across the UK, Mighty employees can help support the nation's population of pollinators. Throughout the month, the Mighty Landscapes team will keep track of the positive impact of No Mow May by monitoring the number and species of plants that are present at site locations. By sharing this information with Plantlife, the project will also feed into the charity's conservation work. Mighty will also use its landscaping and sustainability expertise to work with customers and identify whether any of their estate can be permanently transformed into wildflower meadows. This is particularly important since 97%, around 3 million hectares, the equivalent to almost twice the size of Wales, of UK wildflower meadows have been lost since 1933. The support for the No Mow May initiative is part of Mighty's Plan Zero commitment to become net zero carbon for its operational emissions by 2025, and to help its customers become more sustainable. In 2020, Mighty planted 2,000 square meters, the equivalent to almost two Olympic-sized pools, of wildflower meadows, and launched its Plan Zero City Landscaping Service to limit the environmental impact in cities and urban areas. As part of this service, Mighty has replaced all chemicals, such as pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, for environmentally friendly techniques, such as hand weeding, to help reduce the impact that chemicals are having on pollinators. Mighty also installed 100 bird boxes and 21 bat boxes last year, and is committed to installing 200 more in 2021 to support biodiversity in the communities where its clients are based. One Plantlife, No Mow May, how to get 10 times more bees on your lockdown lawn. 2. UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, widespread losses of pollinating insects in Britain. 3. Plantlife, devastation of meadows endangers flower favourites like wild strawberry, ragged robin, and harebell.